chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
The Titans selected Jake Locker in the first round of the 2011 draft, but he had been drafted before that. Not once, but twice by the Angels to play baseball. Did you ever seriously consider giving up football and going to baseball with a team? Great organization. They paid you some money to hold your rights the second time. Did you ever consider going with them and giving up football?
No. It was football has been a first love of mine ever since I first played. And, you know, for me, there's just a different feeling I get when I play the game of football. And I knew I didn't want to give that up. So if there was any chance to be able to play football and continue to play it, I was going to take that opportunity.
One more baseball angle, though. The thing that I was considering, I was going back and doing some reading on you this summer. And, I mean, the Angels really thought you were a big-time prospect. They think he could be a big-time center fielder. And then I'm watching the Angels this summer, and they have Mike Trout.
Yeah.
So you would have either been competing with or playing next to Mike Trout. Did you think about that any?
I went out there for one weekend, spent some time out there, and he was out there. He had been drafted the year before me, I think, and a talented player and obviously doing incredible things this year for him.
To give up baseball and to give up all that money and that opportunity, that's a big life decision. You're 24 and you've already had some major moments. Married, dad this summer.
Yeah.
What's it like?
It's awesome. It's, you know, those are things for me that are backseat to nothing. I'm most proud of those things in my life. I'm most proud of my wife and my daughter. And I have a great family. I'm very fortunate to have a great family. And, you know, I just hope that we're able to create the same type of family environment that our parents created for us. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun learning and growing together. And I look forward to many years of it.
You're so stable so early. How much has that helped you in your job as an NFL quarterback?
I think it's helped me a lot just to keep things even keel, keep things balanced, never get too high or low on things. And, you know, also understanding that you responsibility, accountability to others, it carries over to your teammates. And that same responsibility that you feel, that I feel for my wife and my daughter at home, I feel for these guys in the building here, and I think that that's something that's been able to help me.
Your wife was a college athlete. Mm-hmm. How much does that help her in sort of understanding where you're at on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
You know, I think it's a big help. You know, she understands what the daily grind is. She understands the emotions that are involved with playing sports, how hard it is after a tough loss, and you know, how great it can be after a big win. So I think she understands the ups and downs of that and does a great job of helping me stay balanced in it and allowing me ways to get away from it when I get home. And that's something that I think is very important.
I want to back up to something, because when you were named the starter, everybody asked you, what's going to be the difference? What's the difference in being a backup to being a starter? And you basically said, you know, you take more reps, the basic things. Now that you've been a starter and you look back to that question, are there things that were different that you didn't anticipate about going from backup to starter?
You know, no, really, really not. The preparation, like I had said before, it didn't change any for me. I didn't watch more film. I didn't study my plays differently. I did everything the same way I did when I was the backup. You go into the game with a different mindset, and that's something that I had touched on before. You have an idea of some of the first plays you're going to run in a game, some of the plays that you really want to get called, and that's a different mindset. But I think that's, you know, for the most part, the preparation and how you get ready to make that start doesn't change much.
You're not very affected by much, are you? Nothing really gets to you. Why is that?
You know, I think for me, you know, again, it goes back to what I can find my foundation in, which is, you know, my family and my faith. And I've been fortunate to, like I said, have a great family and great support system my whole life. And I continue to have that both in my family in Washington and my family here in Tennessee. So, you know, that's a big thing for me, and then my faith. You know, just understanding that to go out and do the best you can, when you give it all you can, that's all that God expects of me and wants of me, and I'm going to do that every week. I'm going to come out and give this team, this organization, everything that I have, and win, lose, or draw. At the end of the day, my goal is to be proud of the product I put on the field, and you know, that's kind of how I go about it and how I approach it.
We're glad you didn't go baseball.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Jake Locker, Titans quarterback, with us on Titans All Access. We're back with more of the show right after this.